Hello, my name is Zachary. I do not have a title for this. It was November 13th, 1995. The big white light that was the moon was shining against a house, a pale green, huge house, and there rests a person that person being named Jason. While Jason was resting, he heard shouting sound like his name. He immediately woke up, jumping out of his bed. He thought he was being paranoid, so he went downstairs for a drink, particularly vodka. But there he saw it, a present on his floor. He was shocked. It wasn't even his birthday, and he already has a present. Without thinking, he opens it, the plastic quickly falling down from the air down to the floor. As he opened the box, he saw a porcelain doll. He was creeped out, but intrigued. The doll was about 7 inches, blonde, pure black eyes, and in a blue dress with a white bow tie on top. It almost looked like his little sister. Of course, not the dress. She would be spoiled as hell if she had that fancy of a dress. As he saw it, his hands reached out and touched her hair, but it didn't feel like hair. It felt like a spider web with a dead, crushed up bug on it. It was disgusting, but he couldn't remove his hand. Yet again, it looked like his younger sister, the only one in his family who seemed to care about him. So he didn't remove his hand, but he wanted to. That itching feeling in his mind told him he wanted to remove his hand. But there was something else that immediately made him remove his hand. A gross smell. A smell that was, well, he couldn't even describe how horrible that smell was. It filled the room, causing Jason to start coughing violently. He even saw blood on the floor from how violent he was coughing. He was becoming lightheaded. That horrible smell, like the new car smell mixed with the smell of a sewer, made him leap outside for air. And as he controlled his breath, he went back in and heard a sound. Hello. He looked around more. Hello, Jason. As he went towards the sound, he figured out it was the doll. But his mouth wasn't moving, and he heard it again. Sounding like a car when it stops and make that screeching sound. Hello, Jason. All he would see when she would say that was animals hanging amongst the wall, blood splattered all over them. He felt as if his mind was going to burst out of his head. And when she went silent for a bit, Jason went towards the doll and picked it up, even though his heart felt as if it was going to walk out of his chest. Picked up the doll, and she smiled directly at him. Come play with me, Jason, she said. Jason saw a flicker of people without a face looking, quote-unquote, at him. Jason thought he was losing it in the sound of the doll. Instead of a screeching voice, it sounded like his sister, exactly like his sister. And then the doll moved, jumped onto Jason's face and crawling into his body. Jason felt excruciating pain as the doll ate him from the inside. Blood splattered across the wall, and the doll came out, blood all over it, and in a blink of the eye, all that was left was the pale green house, and the pale green house was Jason's corpse. The family heard of the death and was devastated. But were they? The sister was the only one sad, for the parents were the ones who sent the doll. They did not feel grief at all.